Welcome back to 1001 Albums. Today we're going to be discussing Bruce Springsteen's The Rising in the third and final part of my discussion with Nils Lofgren. Sort of one that you're in on the book is another absolutely, you know, monumental album that's, you know, that's definitely a modern classic, which is The Rising with Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. I mean, it had been 18 years since Bruce had done an album and with the E Street Band. And so were you sort of sitting there, like having jumped between sort of Crazy Horse and Bruce's band, thinking, come on, Bruce, like, can I play with you? Come on, mate.
Well, it's funny because I joined the band, of course, in '84. Stevie went off to do his solo work, and that was a great other gift to me because I love being in great bands. And along the way, even on Boring USA, you know, once in a while, again, very seat of your pants, very inspired moments that just come and go quickly. Somebody would say, "Oh, by the way, Bruce." Wanted you guys to know at the sound check we're going to record a couple Woody Guthrie tracks for a charity record. And sure enough, they, you know, have a remote truck. And it was just on stage right there. Bruce would say, yeah, here's a little Woody Guthrie piece. And I'd play some bottleneck 12 string. And everyone would just jump in and we wouldn't talk about it and think about it. Just got a rough structure and record a couple pieces. And that happened once in a while.
Absolutely. And I mean, it was one of those that, you know, after 9/11 happened, there was this anticipation that, you know, there were so many artists were coming out with songs, and it's so hard to draw that line, isn't it? Like you said, you've written political songs, and it's so difficult to have that nuance between, you don't want to be too over the top, but you don't want to be too abstract. You want to kind of get the balance right. And I mean, even some artists like, you know, I love the Beatles, I love Paul McCartney, but I don't think his song Freedom that he did after 9/11 was particularly good. Whereas then, you see, you know, I mean, it was a bit cheesy, and obviously he was in the moment and really wanted to say something. Whereas when Bruce comes out with The Rising, and I think there's a great story that someone, I think, stopped Bruce on the street and said, come on, Bruce, we need to hear from you. Like, it's like America needed its voice, you know, and Bruce is the voice of America. I mean, did you feel that when, after 9/11, were you sort of thinking, you know, we need Bruce to get us through this?
Well, you know what? I recall, look, it was such a horrific part of the American history and just even the history of the planet. And I did feel like when we were making the record, I mean, I don't put that pressure on my friends. You know, Bruce, there's no better writer anywhere. But I'm certainly not like, okay, you better do this. We need you to do that. Like, you know, he's earned the right. He's always had the right to do what he needs to just take care of his own, you know, peace of mind and his own soul. But of course, if anyone could handle speaking eloquently and soulfully to that tragedy, it would be a writer. It would be Bruce, and there's only a handful of writers that could do that, and he did it very well. But I do remember, as we were making that record, it was a long admission to myself that I just can't go there. I just can't write about 9/11. I just didn't have it in me. I was too upset. And it wasn't until years and years later that accidentally I wrote a song called When You Are Loved. You might get a kick out of it. It's a story about a widowed mother who lost the father in 9/11 raising his son. It's a free download at nilsloughran.com if you want to check it out.
The crumbling towers, the widowed wife, fatherless son, to share my life. And when the grief has me convinced I won't survive, my son holds my face into soft hands, and I'm impossibly alive. When you are loved, when you are loved, life can be.
I never would write about 9/11. I accidentally wrote that song about it. But when we did The Rising, it was a very heavy, weighty, kind of healing, cathartic experience to dwell on that through music with a great, great composer like Bruce. And, you know, then, of course, it led to a very long tour where we got to play those songs. And just the last couple of nights now, we're having our Democratic convention virtually on TV. And they're featuring, thankfully, Bruce let them feature The Rising as a song and also segments of City of Ruin.
We have to let them know who we are, what we stand for. We choose hope over fear, truth over lies, and yes, unity over division. It's time for us to lift our heads up, open our hearts, remember who we are. We are the United States of America. I mean this. There's not a single thing we cannot do if we do it together.
Time where, you know, the humanity needs to rise up and stamp out a lot of evil, nasty, you know, malevolent, dangerous behavior, sadly, by human beings on our planet. So God bless Bruce for that album and letting them use those songs as we make our way through another massive crisis.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And like you said, just I'm just getting chills there thinking about that. When he sings, when you're all singing Rise Up, it's, you know, it's because he's throughout the album, you know, he's saying things like, you know, hold you in my arms and I feel your lips on mine and things like that. So it's so touching and it's all about human connection. You know, he's not saying 5,000 people died. He's telling these personal stories, and so it's so much more powerful that because it's about that human connection, isn't it? And it's about that coming together as a people, and that's sort of what he's able to just do so well on that album.
Yeah, and look, it's some people we're all given gifts, and the challenge is to discover what yours is and use it and share it. And of course, you know, I have an immature streak. I often complain being an adult can be a real pain in the ass. I mean, sometimes we wake up with, we all have a long list of shit we got to get done to just keep it all going. But, you know, we got a chance to be 5 and 8 and 12 and 15. So now we're, you know, we're adults, and part of that comes with a lot of responsibility. And, you know, Bruce, I've never seen anyone take his responsibility and caretaking of a massive gift of songwriting and performing more seriously, and you know, share it with us all consistently year after year, decade after decade. And just the last two nights watching the convention, when they would use the lines in City of Ruin where we're all singing rise up, come on, rise up, you know, that speaks for itself. Look, yeah. Collectively, together with good ideas, we can accomplish amazing things. Collectively, together with evil, malevolent ideas, we can accomplish horrifically destructive things. And that's the saga of our history as a human race. And it's tragic that there's so much of both. You would think in 2020 we'd have very little of the bad stuff, and we would have learned how powerful the good stuff is. But obviously we're continuing to learn those lessons in a very harsh chapter. And God bless Bruce for, you know, for all he writes about, you know, literally the whole spectrum, to have tackled 9/11 as an album and to continue to share it and reach out and remind us all that, hey, you know, together we can accomplish a lot. Some aches and pains, make sure you eat something decent. I always go over 2-3 hours ahead of the band to have time to myself with the crew, just to soak in this event as it keeps building and building and building till finally, you know, everyone's there and we're walking to the stage. And, you know, it's an amazing thing that, of course, temporarily now is out of the, you know, human psyche. And look, there's a lot of heavy prices everybody's paying, and we got to get past that, and we're going to have to do it together.
Yeah.
And when you have people in charge that want to be dictators and divide us, that's not going to work.
Right.
And I mean, I'm hoping this is a wake-up call that it's high time we take a much, much bigger step forward as a human race to get rid of that kind of malevolent, evil, narcissistic, you know, power at all costs, including human life is the way to go, madness that afflicts so many dictators on this planet that I would have hoped would have all been an extinct breed at this point.
So what's next for you? Obviously, we've got this. Obviously, you've got this this fantastic live album, Weathered, coming out very shortly, which people can get hold of, and it's going to be what I take it in all the usual places, streaming plus also physical.
Yeah, it'll be at nilslaughman.com. We're mailing out copies now. There's some signed copies at backstreets.com. They've been kind enough, and I'm going to sign some up for my own website. But I feel great about it. I appreciate you spreading the word and encourage everyone who's ever enjoyed anything I've done. I think it's one of my best live records, if not the best one yet, and please check it out.
No, absolutely. And Nils, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And what's going to be after this record? What do you think? Is it then going to be sort of trying to fit in that tour with Neil again?
Well, look, I'm selfishly and greedily wanted all to happen. I wanted to go play with Neil and Crazy Horse. I'd like to take the Weathered band out again for a play. I'd like to, you know, go out with E Street and Bruce. I'd like all that to happen. Right now, there's nothing being planned.
Yeah.
Right now, the plan is to stay alive and healthy and get rid of some, you know, awful dictatorships around the globe, including the one in America, and safely get back to, you know, a human race that works together for the good, for everyone's good. And that's a tall order, and that's where we're headed. The sooner we get there, the better. And I hope a big part of that is for me to get out and play with all those bands. I mean, that's my own little wish list. We got bigger fish to fry. But meanwhile, I'm here, thankfully, with my fabulous wife, Amy, and, you know, our dogs, our son's okay, and down the road. And my next step is to stop waiting. I got to figure out how to, you know, find some time to get healthier at home. Amy's a professional cook, so we got a massive amount of really healthy, good food, thank God. But I have to start thinking about writing again and maybe working slowly but surely towards making another studio record sometime, maybe on my own. I don't know. But that's a ways off. But the next step is to, you know, kind of start having a life without touring and live each day. And that includes, you know, playing a bit more, writing, starting to write whatever comes of that, and just staying healthy and doing our part. We're trying to, Amy called the local DNC to see if we can help get people to the polls, you know, the people that are, they need a van or a driver. What can we do to help people get out to vote since we have this, you know, awful government that thinks voter suppression is a great idea? How un-American, undemocratic is that? But that's sadly where we're at.
Mm.
And doing everything we can to counteract that and help get people to the polls and doing our share, trying to turn our own country around. So plenty to do. Just got to stop waiting to live and get on with it. And, you know, it's a work in progress. But I'm very blessed to have the history I've had, the life I've had, and have to stay hooked into the gratitude and help out where we can to turn this all around.
Well, Nils, thank you so much for your time this afternoon for me and this morning for you. It's been an absolute pleasure and a beautiful message there. And I just can't thank you enough for your time.
Yeah, no, it's a great project, James. It's good to talk to you, and good luck with that. Thanks for spreading the word on my new album, and hopefully we'll better days ahead soon, and we'll get to talk again.
Wonderful. Nils Loughran, thank you so much.
You got it. All the best, James. Take care of yourself.
So thank you very much to Nils Loughran. That was part three of our discussion. That's the end. So I hope you guys have really enjoyed it. If you've only heard this one and you haven't heard the other two, then do go back and check the other two out, where we discuss Neil Young's After the Gold Rush and Tonight's the Night, two absolutely fantastic albums with brilliant contributions from our guest Nils Loughran. Make sure you do check out Nils' live album Weathered. If you head to nilsloughran.com, you can check it out there, and also across all the typical places you'd expect to find it. What an absolute legend. So grateful to speak to Nils. Do please follow on the socials at 1001 Albums Pod, and you can support the Oasis Podcast Network at patreon.com/OasisPod. Until next time, we'll see you again.
Tom Loughran, Andy Newmark, Cindy Mazel, and Kevin McCormick. You've been beautiful. Thank you.